Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, can you take a punch? Can you take a punch? Now, my friends, you know I'm not talking about those physical punches that we see if we watch a boxing match. I'm talking about those emotional punches. The punches that don't actually have a fist behind them, but they can hurt just the same. The punches that we must learn how to overcome and endure in order to advance in this Christian life. You remember the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2 and 3 that we should endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be able to take those punches that come our way. And I want to just outline a few of them today, my friends, and see how we can overcome them in this Christian life. That first one, that punch, which is going to be our acronym today, reminds us of the punch of peer pressure. Yes, my friends, peer pressure. Now, obviously, when we think of peer pressure, our mind typically goes back to our high school days when kids tried to make us do things that we knew our parents wouldn't approve of, tried to make us try things that we knew were wrong to try. That's one level of peer pressure, sure enough. But there is yet another one. This is when your friends and family members, those close to you, when their actions don't support your vision and they try to encourage you to move away from the vision you've got that God has given you and back into the status quo. Yes, my friends, it happens all the time. Start going to Bible study every single Wednesday night and watch you experience some peer pressure. Start going to church every single Sunday and then every Sunday night and watch you experience some peer pressure. Begin to have prayer meetings at home and schedule a time to pray every day, and you won't be as accessible to the friends that you were but had before. You'll experience the peer pressure. You see, the Bible tells us in Matthew 7 and 13 that broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way and straight is the gate that leads to life, and there are only a few that are going to go in there. So my friends, there are only a few that may support you. We're going to have to deal with it, and as Christians, we've got to appreciate the opinions of others, but also separate ourselves from everyone that does not follow that belief we have in Christ. And I say a kind separation. I can remember, my friends, when I was younger in a church service sitting next to my cousin, and it was time for the preacher to give the altar call, what we call it, when we can make our decision to come down the aisle and accept Christ. I looked at him and I said, man, I'm going down there, you know, and he kind of sneered at me and said, what do you mean you going down there, man? You need to sit right here with me. Don't go down there. So I'm never going down there. Well, I did. I went anyway. I defied the peer pressure. I separated from him at that moment and connected myself to God, and my life has never been the same since. It's only been great as it goes. Well, remember when Bartimaeus in Mark 10 and 46 had to go through some peer pressure? He overcame and received his sight. Remember when Jairus in Luke 8 and 49 had to overcome some peer pressure? He overcame and his daughter was healed. Remember when the woman with the issue of blood that had been sick for so long had to overcome some peer pressure because the doc told her that she would never get better? But she overcame that peer pressure. What peer pressure are you overcoming, my friends? I challenge you to do so, and you will be blessed in that deed. There's another punch we've got to overcome, my friend. That's the UN punch, the punch of un. You say, well, what is that, Wallace? That's the unsaved, the unfriendly, and the unholy. These are the people that don't know God the way you do, that don't appreciate God the way you do, that don't serve God the way you do, that don't believe God the way you do. But I've still got an obligation to absorb that punch because they're not going to be as receptive, but that does not keep me from doing what I should. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy to preach the word, to be instant, in season and out of season. And all I can do to reach the uns is a couple of things. One, I can preach and teach and live. If we're doing those things, my friends, people will see that light that's shining on the inside of us. Remember the Bible says in Matthew 5 and 16 that we should let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can let our light shine, and that's the light that is going to expose and to empower all those who see it. Are you letting your light shine today, my friends? Do people that don't know God know how great He is in your life? Are they seeing you act so much differently than the rest of the world that they're encouraged about being closer and closer to Him just because of you? My friends, I tell you that is a punch that we've got to endure. Another one, last but not least, let's talk about the punch of hardness. We opened with this in 2 Timothy 2 and 3 when we're encouraged to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You see, most people think this Christian life is supposed to be easy, that there's no hardness in it at all. But no, my friends and neighbors, we're going to have to endure hardness. That means that every prayer won't be easy, but we've got to pray it, that every situation won't seem overcomable, but we can overcome it. Remember in Acts chapter 16 when Paul and Silas were in a prison after they had been beaten? That wasn't an easy situation, but what they did is what we should do. They sang praises unto God and they prayed. And every time, my friends, to make it through the rough days, I encourage you to sing praises unto God and pray. Add in reading the Bible and quoting some scripture, and we can endure the hard punches that come our way. I hope you enjoyed this, my friends, and that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.